Thanks for listening to this episode of Begin, the podcast from Derbyshire Writing School. My name is Pete Billingham and my co-host is...
Laura Stroud.
Not only are we the founders of Derbyshire Writing School, but we're dad and daughter too. Do you want to be a writer and don't know where to begin? Well, we want to help you solve the problems and overcome the obstacles preventing you from being the writer you dream to be. There is a place for you in our club. Thanks for listening. Welcome to this edition of Begin, the podcast from Derbyshire Writing School. And it's a very, very special episode, as it is our 100th episode and the last episode in season 4 of the podcast. Now, I know that's exciting. Now, before I start, I thought I'd come up with some interesting facts and information about 100. Did you know, Laura, that the 100th most populated country in the world is Bulgaria?
I did not know that.
Did you know that the longest car ever made was an 100-foot long Cadillac that had 26 wheels, a swimming pool, and a jacuzzi?
I feel like there's a but coming, or a joke, or some sort of cliche that is going to be...
And you think these aren't sort of cliches? Did you know that the word 100 is derived from the old Norse word hundredth, which actually means 120?
No, I did not know that.
Well, then these facts are an exciting way to start this episode. I did think I could talk about books with the title 100 in, but there's only really two that I think are worth talking about. The 100-year-old man who climbed out of the window and disappeared, which I think we both really enjoyed, not only the book, but also the film. And also I came across a book that was called The Book of 100 Hands, which just includes 100 pictures of different hand positions.
Well,
there you go. So there's a start for our 100th episode of the podcast.
Would you like me to add one?
Yes, go on. You add one then. 100 bit of information.
Just think how long it would take you, right? This is on your random thread, to count from 1 to 100. And every single one of those numbers is an episode of our podcast.
I know, isn't that incredible? It's hard to imagine that we are now saying this is episode 100 when we went all the way back to our first edition those years ago now. So it is quite an achievement for both of us, and I think that's something. What are you laughing at now?
Imagine if someone listens and this is their first episode and then you've told them that the 100th most populated country in the world is Bulgaria.
Well, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that those facts were all completely true. You may have to do your own research to verify that information. But what is true is we are starting the 100th episode of our podcast. And this has been a great adventure for you and I over these last years, as we've had the opportunity to not only grow ourselves as writers, but hopefully inspire you as our listener to grow as a writer too. And that was the whole reason that we started our podcast.
Would you like some facts? Because not only so we're going to add more facts to this episode, not only is this episode 100, but as you said, this is also the season finale of season 4.
Okay, go for it then.
Season 4 has been made up of 18 episodes. And believe it or not, we've had 9 guest interviews, which is incredible because that's 50% of our episodes.
Which is, yeah.
We've had 2 toolbox episodes, and the total length of season 4 in minutes is 505 minutes and 65 seconds, or 8 hours and 42 minutes, or 9,227 and a half dad jokes.
And every one of them was exceptionally funny.
Would you like to know as well the most popular episode based on download figures?
Yes, tell us that. What was in season 4 the most popular episode?
Number 98, Unfinished Business, Breaking Through Fear, Doubts and Excuses to Help You Finish Your Novel.
Wow. Why do you think that was the most listened to? Do you think that's a subject that many people find a challenge to actually finish and cross that line?
Yes, I think it is a big challenge to finally finish. And we know research tells us that lots of people struggle with that. But I also think, as a side note, we started to change the way that we created the podcast titles, didn't we? Which I think has made a difference. But I think those words, fear, doubt, and excuse, are things that we all come across as writers. So I think the words we chose resonated too.
Yeah, that was a change that we made a few episodes ago in thinking about whether or not we could do better with the titles. And I do think it probably has helped a little bit. But there's something we can learn. That's maybe one of the things that we can look to the future. And this isn't the end of the podcast. It's only the end of season 4. And we would like to encourage you to make sure that you sign up either on, well, wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts, on Apple or on Amazon or on Spotify, so that you can be aware of exactly when season 5 begins. And I'm sure we'll be coming back to you again very soon. But if you do that, and also if you would write a short review for us as well, that would really help us. But please do sign up for this podcast, and then you'll know exactly when we'll start again season 5. So now let's get on to episode 100, and let's have a little look in the writer's room at what we're going to talk about this week for this episode. And I think what we'll do is we'll have a little bit of an overview of season 4, of some of the highs and lows and some of the episodes we liked. So Laura, you start. Why don't you look at some of those things that tell us a little bit about season 4 and what you found the most enjoyable for the whole of that season.
Well, if you remember way back when, end of season 1, end of season 2, we asked the same 4 questions. For some reason, it disappeared on season 3. But I thought, let's bring it back to season 4, because it's nice sometimes to reflect on the same questions and see how our answers change. The first question to help us review season 4 and give it a bit of an overview: what were the highs and what were the lows of season 4? Now, I have got a lot of highs for season 4. Firstly, we've already talked about it, episode 100. That feels really cool to say. We're in triple figures and season 4 helped us get there. What I also noticed when I was looking at season 4 and reviewing it is the huge variety of topics we have covered, with guests writing in such different genres, with the toolbox episodes that we've talked about. And I think that's really cool as well, that writing allows us to talk about so much. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit, so I won't go on about it too much now, but I've started, so here we are. There is space for all of us within writing, whatever your genre, whatever your style, what you like, what you don't like. There's so much room for everyone. And I think that we've begun to demonstrate that just by the variety of what we've talked about. Another high, I'm only meant to have one, but the lovely emails and messages we've received about the podcast. It's so nice, because sometimes you record these things, you create content, and you wonder if anyone is there. And that's not why we do it. It's nice to have these conversations, but it's also nice to know that people listen and that you have learned from these conversations, or you've been encouraged. And that is really nice and feels really cool too. And my low of season 4, I had to think about this, and I think it's not really a low, is it? It's a nice way to phrase it, the high low, but it's been really hard to fit the podcast in this year, especially the last 3-4 months. We've both had so many different work projects that demand time and our own writing, it's been really hard to fit it in because creating, producing, recording a podcast takes a lot of work. And so I think it has just been hard to squeeze it in with everything else. Yeah. But what about you? What are your high lows?
Well, the high is always for me just the process of doing the podcast and chatting with you. And I think it's a bit of a tightrope you walk, isn't it? Because there's so much I think I've learned in the process of trying to teach people what I know and what I've experienced. I think it's cemented some of my own understanding and made me grow in skills, because I knew I was going to talk about the subject on the podcast, or I knew I was going to, I don't know, mention one of the books I've read or something like that. I think there's something in there definitely that when you are in a position where you're going to give out the knowledge that you have taken on board, somehow it makes you retain it, or it makes you, I don't know, look at it deeper or whatever it is. And I think that's one of the highs that I miss from not doing the podcast. And I think some of the other things you said as well would be highs for me. I think I'm going to mention a little bit is the fact that in this season we've had an opportunity to do podcasts with people that we've met in person first, which I, for me, has been a high, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But I do think the low is a bit of a low. It has been a challenge, and I feel almost we let you as a listener down when we don't do the podcast, because we know how much you enjoy it. And it's just difficult to balance everything. You've said it before on the podcast, I know, is that when you say yes to one thing, by its very nature, you're saying no to something else. And while we love the world of writing, we love the world of Derbyshire Writing School and what we both do outside of Derbyshire Writing School, within that is family, and there's friends, and there's dogs, and there's things like that which pull on your time, and it is difficult to balance it all. And I'm sure that you listening to this find the same thing. And sometimes you just have to say, I can't do it. If I say yes to this, perhaps something else I'm going to say no to, I don't really want to say no to. And so, yeah, I think that, like you say, it does is convenient to just say high and low. It is a challenge. It is a challenge with the time. It is a challenge with the not only the recording, as you said, the production side of it. And we almost are sorry that we haven't been able to do it perhaps as often as we could have. And that's not like an excuse. It's just that we are. And if nobody was there listening to us, it wouldn't matter. But we know that you are. And so, yeah, I would say for me too, Laura, that has been probably a low, but you might call it a challenge, right?
Yeah, I read a quote this week as well, and I'm going to butcher the quote, and I can't remember exactly who said it. I think it might have been Nora Roberts. But it was the idea that we are all juggling so much, and sometimes it's okay, or we can't help it if we drop different balls, but we have to figure out which ones are glass and which ones are plastic, and which ones we can let go for a little while. And I think it's a balance of everyone, isn't it?
I like that.
It's hard with writing in general. You know, sometimes we have things that happen in our life and we have to pause our writing and we have to work on other things. So we want to encourage you and know that you can pick it up again, even if it's just for a short amount of time or just in really short bursts. And it will always be there. So it's nice to have that.
Yeah. And some of those other things might not always be there. And that's where we have to place our priorities, isn't it? With maybe people over things sometimes. So anyway, let's move on from that and let's talk about what were perhaps your top three episodes and why they were your most interesting episodes.
Well, it's hard to pick three. And when I was looking back over the episodes, I just couldn't believe how much has happened this year and how many different people we spoke to and the knock-on effect of, I'm going off topic here, but Kerry came onto the podcast to talk about an author event that happened in Buxton in Derbyshire, And that led us at that event to meeting people that we then interviewed on the podcast. So, you know, you think of the knock-on effects, and that's really cool. However, I've put down my top number one was episode 91, where we talked about writing and imposter syndrome and the feeling of somebody coming to catch you out with your writing, saying, why are you doing this? You shouldn't be doing it. And I think we've always challenged ourselves to talk about some of the difficult aspects of being a writer or wanting to write. And I think that was a really good topic. But we also tried to help with practical advice too. And really, one of the things that led to that episode was a conversation we had with Steve Durham. And I put this as my number two episode, which was episode number 88. And we talked about how he is writing across genres, and Steve had some incredible book covers, and he talked to us about his writing process. But we also had a really lovely conversation with Steve about the inner critic that lots of us have and that idea of imposter syndrome. So it's really nice that that then led to this other episode. And number three, I had to put episode 85 even, which was our intern interview. We were so lucky to offer and to be able to offer another paid internship. And Charlotte came on the podcast to tell us what she'd been up to. And I just still couldn't even believe that that happened this year and that Charlotte had done lots of work with us. So it was really nice to talk to her about what she'd learned and how she'd enjoyed being part of Derbyshire Writing School.
All right. Well, let me tell you my three episodes. I could have chose some of yours. I did see them on the planning sheet today. And so I wanted to think about particularly other ones for other reasons. And if I take a sidestep and then come back, we recently was at Derby Book Festival. And it was an excellent day where we had an opportunity to just meet people and chat with people. And it was just, I find it fascinating to be able to just talk with people who maybe, perhaps, you know, that episode you were talking about, imposter syndrome, struggle to call themselves a writer, even though we would say, no, you're a writer, you write, so therefore you are a writer. And just that challenge of that was really interesting. And as you mentioned a while ago, we did the other festival where we met Kerry, and then subsequently we started to meet other people. So I love to get out and meet people, which then subsequently, as you said, we chat to them on the podcast. And one of those that I really enjoyed chatting to was Zoe Sharp. She's a Derbyshire author and she writes a lot of crime novels. And when we met her in Buxton and I just had a chat with her, she just had got a very intriguing story when I chatted with her face to face about how she started writing her first book when she was, I think she was about 12 or something like that. She said she's hid it away in a drawer and it never came out again. But just then, face-to-face chatting with her about the story of her life and how she got to move to the place where she was now writing as a career was just really interesting. And then to take that onto an episode, I love that, because then when we were talking, or particularly with me and you, I suppose, because she did have a chat with as well, was then it just added a different layer, because yes, we see people through the camera, but then when you've seen them face to face beforehand and then you chat with them, it just, you know, it was really, really good. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the interview, but I also enjoyed meeting Zoe and just the kind of journey that she'd had. The other episode that I particularly enjoyed, and it links back to the recent day we were in at Derby Book Festival, is the episode on self-publishing. Because again, so often in conversations, it's almost like, oh, I'm trying to get this book published and I can't find anybody to publish it. And a couple of people I spoke to at Derby Book Festival saying, it seems such a difficult challenge to get to, even to the process of publishing a book. And then how do I sort all these issues around? I'm not going to even bother. And then to see the sort of almost like a little bit of, I don't know, some lights flicker on when you say, you know, there is another alternative. You can publish it yourself. And the freedom that you and I have found within that, to be able to have control over our work, perhaps a little bit more than we might have if we'd have gone traditionally published. And there is for's and against for both, isn't there? I haven't had anything traditionally published, so I can't experience that. But what I do know is being able to get the book that I've written to market quicker and being able to choose what that's like is something that I particularly value. And I think that episode, for lots of people, I hope, encourages them to know, you know, there is another route. There is another route you can follow. And my view always is, I very rarely open a book, open that first couple of pages, and look to see who published it as to whether I'm going to buy that book. What I'm more interested in is it a book I want to read? And that would be one of my episodes, hopefully, as an inspiration to those people. And the last one, a little bit, was going back to episode 86. And episode 80 was when we chatted with Johnny Williams. And he was just talking about the fact that he had launched his book, and we talked through the process of how he'd launched his book. But also for me, it was interesting that he mentioned some of the tools that he uses. I like a good tool when it comes to writing, whether it's Scrivener or whatever. But Johnny was talking about how he'd used, really probably in some of the early days, some artificial intelligence to help him with some of the work, but also Trello as a planning tool. And so I particularly like any of those episodes where we're talking about gadgets or tools or software or anything like that, because that's right up my street. So those were three of the episodes, I think, that I particularly enjoyed in this last season.
Well, I don't want to upset you, but technically you've broken the rules there, because episode 80 is not from season 4. However, I'm going to let you off. Because we didn't do a review of season 3, so you didn't get to have a chance to pick it.
All right. Well, I won't take it back from Johnny, because I still enjoyed that episode anyway. What I'm going to do when I edit this, I'm going to move episode 80 into season 4, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, also, another thing that I wanted to say about what you'd said was about meeting people at Derby Book Festival. And I hadn't realised that you had not met Alex Davis in person.
No.
And it was really nice because you got to meet Alex. And for our newer listeners, Alex has been a guest on the podcast 2 or 3 times. He's also helped us with some of our proofreading and editing. And he's worked with you on a couple of your books. And I just thought it was really nice for you to meet in person.
Yeah, it was. It was. It really was, because I'd spoken, obviously, on the podcast, I'd done a number of calls with him about some of my own work. And then all of a sudden he comes to the table and says, wow, I didn't realise he was as tall as he was. You can't tell, can you, people's height when you're looking through the computer? And it's like, I recognise that voice, it's Alex. And what was lovely as well, I was chatting with somebody on that day who, I said, what are you writing about? Oh, I'm writing about horror. I really like to write about gore, and she said, that's the kind of thing that I like writing. I said, I know just the person I need to introduce you to. So I literally walked along the row a little bit and said, you need to meet Alex, because he loves everything to do with ghost stories and horror. And so I don't know whether that anything came with that, but it was nice. That was, yeah, it was really good. That was, wasn't it?
Finish this overview of season 4 and our review by considering what we've learnt from this season, which is a huge, huge question, and it's really difficult to answer. But I touched on this with some of my highs, really, and that's learning that, of course, there is space for you and your writing for everyone. We've had such a variety of guests. We've talked about a huge variety of topics, and I think that should encourage people to know that there is so much scope for your ideas and so much space for your ideas. And also, looking back over the season, it's a really nice reminder as to how much can change in a short period of time. So looking at the work we're doing, what we're writing, the people that we meet, so much happens in 6 months, doesn't it? In 9 months. And we forget all of the things that happen. So I would love to encourage you, our listener, to maybe do a review of your writing for the year. What went well for you? What habits can you continue next year? What do you want to change? Or maybe where do you want to grow? What do you want to learn to help develop your writing? But stopping to review what's happened, where we've been, can really help us to move forward.
Okay, let's move on to section two. And in section two, we're going to look at personal projects. And if I start with this, and I am going to jump sections because you're going to, it's got to do something like I normally do when it's the 100th episode. But I've been working a lot since our last episode, since I talked about it, on the ghostwriting with the memoir client that I'm doing at the moment. And I just really, really am loving that process. And what I'm going to jump on is the fact that in spending a lot of time with doing this, what I've been, I suppose, privileged to have is in terms of reading. You're going to ask in a little bit, give us a book that you've been reading, whatever. In the last, since the last episode, I don't think I've picked a book up because I've been doing a tremendous amount of reading for this particular memoir that I'm writing, a ghostwriting for this client. And what's been lovely is I've been reading a lot of primary source material, a lot of diaries from 60 years ago. And that has just been fascinating. I really, really enjoyed that. And letters. And then the other thing was having the opportunity to look through lots of really old photograph albums and then to try to write, I suppose, from that source material about the people that I'm seeing. And I found that fascinating. It was really interesting. Other things like that I've had to research is about cars of the day that this this period that I'm writing about. And then a section that I was working on, which was, again, like I suppose like source material in a way, which was different. I wanted to drive down the street where the person's memoir that I'm writing would have walked, and to see what it was like now after I'd seen it on these photographs. So, of course, with the beauty of Google Street Maps, you can do that. And I was able to go to another country. I could go out into the countryside of this other country and to be able to, if I use the term, drive down this road, and I could look and see how this area had changed in the 60 years or so since the original photographs that I could look at, and be able to write about that as a sort of reflection. When I was a child, it looked like this. Now it looks like that, kind of narrative. And so, yeah, a lot of my reading and personal projects since the last episode has been in that area, which I found really, really interesting.
It's so nice to hear you talk about how you've been conducting your research in that way, because that's how we talk about it on the memoir course. We talk about using Google Maps, and we talk about the power in actually touching and looking back at old photos and going through journals, and how that changes the way that we write, and it uses different parts of our brain when we're actually holding on to those items, and we can physically look back through time. Is such a powerful way to help you write memoir. So it's really nice that you are putting those into action.
And it's little things like I've had to learn about the intricacies of boxing left-handed, which I would I mean, I like watching boxing. I always liked watching boxing, but I've never really had to understand the art of that compared to, like, they call it being a southpaw, compared to more, maybe a more traditional stance. So even look like little things like that has just been a real quest, really. And it takes a long time to do that, to end up with two sentences. But even so, those two sentences then are the sentences that you need to explain maybe 2 hours of research. But you wouldn't have those two sentences without the 2 hours of research. So that's me. That's what I've been working on also, what I've been reading as well. What about you?
Well, I'm going to do what you do and join sections, because last time we recorded the podcast, I told our listener that I had started a PhD. And this is really my personal project, but also I'm going to include it as the lessons I've learned, because I'm learning so much about writing by studying it in this way. It's a personal project because it's taking up all of my time, as you can imagine. And I wanted to really figure out, well, what have I learned and what can I share? And there's so much that's really hard for me to pick out something in particular. So I decided this is what I talk about. This is my personal project that I'm working on. So I'm really looking to define what question I want to ask and how I plan to investigate that question and what that will look like. And I think what a lot of people say when you start this kind of doctoral research, and this is how I feel, is you start to look at something that you think you know a little bit about, and then you realize you don't know anything at all. And I created some sort of analogy, because I'm talking to a lot of people about this, and it's like walking into a dark room trying to look for the light, and you find the light switch and you turn it on, and you realize actually it's a huge warehouse, and that's only provided light for the first section, but you can see that there's more sections and there's more light switches further down and further down. So that's sort of my lesson learned and my personal update.
All right. Well, let's move on then to perhaps your book update. I've mentioned that I haven't got a particular book that I've got to mention. Have you got a book that you've been reading or think you're looking at over the last, you know, since we've done our last episode?
Yes. So section four is our book update. And I am reading an incredible book at the moment. And I am ready, as soon as we finish the podcast, I'm going to go back down and finish it, because it's one of those, well, not finish it, because I'm sort of halfway through. But it's one of those books where it feels like you're watching TV and you pause your Netflix program and you're just ready and waiting to hit play and to continue. It's called Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver. It is a really chunky book, 560 pages, and it is a modern retelling of David Copperfield, but it's set in sort of middle America on the cusp of the opioid crisis. And I'm really enjoying it. It's really good. It's difficult to read, and I can feel the author's done such a good job about making me care about this character, understand their background and why things are hard for them. And I just know the character's going to do something really horrible, but then you're still going to root for them anyway, because you want them to succeed, and they're going to get in their own way, and they're going to keep doing that. And I've started to pay more attention to first chapters and what messages or how the author is starting with the end in mind. And there was a particular sentence I read which said something along the lines of, it will keep you hoping or guessing or wanting for a happy ending right until the last page. And I just have this feeling that's what's going to happen, and I really hope he does succeed, but it's not looking good for him. He's had a very hard life. And this book is a Pulitzer Prize winner, been selected for Oprah's Book Club. It's the winner of the Women's Prize for Fiction. And it's a difficult read, but I'm really enjoying the story. And the way it's written is incredible, because we're following this young man from age 10, and already you can feel how the point of view is shifting as he gets older, and it was written from a 10-year-old, and then it's, you know, going to be written from a teenager, and you can just feel how those slight changes in point of view, and it's really incredible the way it's written. So we'll see. I'm only a third of the way into it, but
that sounds fascinating. Well, what we will do is we will put a link in the show notes for this episode for that book, and it will be good when we come back again, maybe. That could be the first book that you talk about when we talk about what you've been reading. So you let people know finally what it was, the overall view. Excellent. Do you find that now you understand the technicalities of writing maybe in a different way than you did before, and some of the, ploys and tactics that an author uses, that you can see them, does it spoil something of the mystery of the book, that you can see, there we go, I know what they're doing with that?
I'm not sure. I think in some cases it does, but then only because it's done so well.
Is it like, you know, if you were a magician and you saw this great illusion, but you know, he's hiding under the table still, we just can't see him, that it takes that awe and that you know, excitement away?
I don't think so, because it's, why would we watch any action film? Why would we watch any romance? Because we know how it ends. It's, I think it's the same with books. I think it's the story and the characters that captivate you. I actually think, like with this one, for example, it's more interesting to me because I can see the narrative techniques that are at play. So I'm in awe of how the author has done
that. Has used those, yeah.
But I think some books, maybe it's not done as well, or I'm not interested in the story as much, and you just read it as a story and it's good or it's not that good or it was fine. But I think I can just compare it to film. You know, why does anyone watch an action film? Because you can play by play what will happen, you know, or these Christmas movies that I love and you hate.
Oh my goodness, no. Know exactly what's going to happen with those. Here's the love interest arriving. You know exactly what it is.
And think how many of those get made every year because there's such an appetite for it. And I think just because you know how it ends or what's working behind the scenes, it doesn't really take away from it.
No. Well, I'm not going to say anything more about Christmas movies because it is the season is upon us. But maybe that's something when we come back I can rant and rave about in another episode. But for now, that was really interesting, Laura. And we will put those the details of that book, The Demon Copperhead, into the show notes and look forward to hearing more about that. Well, let's move on to section five. Can you tell us what's going to be happening not only this week, but also over the coming months at Derbyshire Writing School?
Yes. So actually today I've just finished delivering another Writing for Business course and we're in the middle of delivering Finish Your Book course. I've already had quite a few people ask to be put on the waiting list for the next Finish Your Book course. So that will be happening at some point in 2024. But we're also working on lots of new workbooks and getting those up on the website. Our workbooks have been really popular. You can purchase them, download them, and work through them at your own pace. We have one about characters, one about point of view, about writer's block, about writing mindset. And we've got lots more of these that we've been working on. So hopefully over the next couple of months, those will be live. And if you want to find out about our new courses for 2024 and the dates, you can email us and we will put you on the waiting list. Or the best way is to join our newsletter and you will be the first to hear when courses go live.
Okay. Well, we'll again, with show notes for this episode, we'll put some information on there, but also we'll put a link where you can sign up for the newsletter if you haven't already done so. Well, as we come to a bit of a close of this episode, but also this season, we'll give you a couple of personal updates in our family. For me, as you know, as our listener to this, you will know about our two office dogs, Pippa the office dog and Paddington the office dog. Well, Pippa has been, she's had a paw that's been sore and has been driving us crazy. So poor little Pippa's been walking around with a cone of shame on. At least I found one that was pink. So at least everybody knows that she's a little girl. But that's been a little bit challenging. You had a dog with a poorly tail, so both of our dogs have had injuries and whatever, and so that's always a challenge. And I think we're just looking forward to the coming months. We're looking forward to spending some time together ourselves over Christmas, which is heading our way pretty soon, and then some plans for 2024 of what the next books are going to be, the next maybe developing audiobooks for some books that I've already written, and even maybe turning one of them into a course. So that's some of the things that I've got on the horizon for 2024.
Well, that's exciting to look forward to. I just wanted to share a small personal update because I've not really solidified many plans for 2024 yet, but I had a really nice message on my personal Instagram account, which is Stories from a Backpack, if you're interested. And somebody messaged me from France and just said, oh, I've just bought your book and I'm really looking forward to reading it on the train next week. And I thought that was really nice. This was my first book that I published in 2020. So it was really nice to have that message and to sell another copy in France.
Wonderful. Well, we do hope that you have enjoyed this season and the whole of the work that we do on the Begin podcast. And we look forward to catching up with you again sometime in the future. So please, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the podcast wherever it is you listen to this podcast. And we will be back with you again at some time in 2024. And so for now, it's bye from Pete.
And it's bye from Laura. Thanks for listening.